Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Loud, say it proud, even if it is for the last time, possibly. What up, people? How we all doing? This is The Usual Suspects, and this, I suspect, is not going to be easy. I heard the over-under for you, Barry. Man, I mean, you have a couple of kids, and things change in terms of how tough you think you are. But I'll be honest. This is your show. This is your way, and we're doing whatever you want to do today.
Oh, God, no. No, don't pin this one on me. Not now. Now you want to let me take over.
Well, I mean, I'm smart. It's calculated, obviously, but it's very apropos. And if you don't know, then crawl out from under your rock. But this, for all intents and purposes, is The Last Suspects. And as I put on a rundown this morning, over before it ever really got started, we were rolling. You guys know that we've had success when it comes to ratings. But sometimes ratings don't matter, and finances do, along with the coronavirus. And bad timing has led to some bad times for the three of us. I was just tweeting to Nick's tweet when we got this thing started today. I mean it from the bottom of my heart. I love you guys.
Yeah, man, it's a tough one. And I love you, too. What we built is I'm very proud. You know, I'm very proud, and I'm happy we got to do this. It's very cool.
I wouldn't have expected the show to go as far as it's gone, because there were so many naysayers, and then it really evolved into something that people really appreciated, and I'm really proud of that. So
that's been what's crazy, man. Is the I didn't realize just how many suspects there were. I don't, you know,
boy,
you
amen
sit
to
in
that.
This bubble, you know what I mean? Like, you sit in this bubble and you get people that interact with you and talk to you and tweet and stuff, and it seems like the same 15 or 20 people because they're just really interactive. But then, I mean, dude, people have been coming out of the woodworks to say thank you. It's amazing. It's overwhelming, really.
It really is, and you hit it on the head, Barry. I think obviously last night, you know, you announced and then Raheel announced.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, one of the things when you deal with a smaller shop like we have, and we're not controlled by corporate, is you have a family atmosphere. And it literally is like dealing with something that one of your closest relative, your brother, your sister, or someone is dealing with. And it hit all of us. You saw Jerry Bowe's reactions. But then to your point, you see, yeah, there is a identifiable group of suspects that we hear from on the regular.
Mm-hmm.
But then you see all those suspects that point out, I don't call and I don't tweet and I don't text, but I listen every day and I'm devastated by this. And then you start thinking about, like, you know, it's ironic, Barry. We were talking about it the other day when The Last Dance used our open song.
Yeah.
And everybody started chiming in. It almost brought a tear to my eye then, because I was like, you know what? We made it. We registered. Yeah. We're doing something. And you and I talked, and a lot of people thought that your YouTube discussion with me was the moment we turned the corner. We turned the corner months and months ago. But
yep.
The three of us were having fun. We were loving what we were doing. And more so than that, we were loving the response we were getting from the people, and that's why this is even more difficult than it would have been just under regular circumstances.
Yeah, and you know, I think we would be remiss in just assuming that everybody listening knows, but if you don't know or you don't follow any of us on Twitter or on YouTube or you haven't been listening in the last couple of days, today is my last day at ESPN. Like you said, because of, you know, financial situations, they can't keep me. So myself and Raheel, it's our last day today. And I think that means that for all, like you said, for all intents and purposes, that's the end of the usual suspects, because I think you guys are, Joel, you're going to have a new show. Nick, nobody even told me what was going to happen for you. Are you, I mean, what the hell is going on with you, bub? Like literally no one's told me.
Well, that's the biggest loss. The biggest loss is, you know, is you. It looks like it's going to be Joel and Charlie going forward.
Are they keeping the name?
No. Negative.
No. I would never ever think about
is,
that.
Is no more. It's. I mean, it's out there. It's public knowledge at this point. So yeah, Joel and Charlie will be pairing up in an earlier time slot. But the biggest loss.
Oh, you're going to be producing that show.
I will be producing that show. But the biggest loss is Barry Laminack, because the reason why the suspects is no more is because Barry is not a part of the suspects no more, because he is the heart and soul of the usual suspects. And the reason why we had as much fun as we did is because we had a stand-up comic that is as cool and as good as a person as Barry Laminack, a guy that's endorsed me for so long, since the beginning, and I'll never forget that. So Barry Laminack, dude, everybody knows the loss that 97.5 is going to have after today's show. So don't get it twisted. The naysayers, it took a pandemic to end the suspects, because the haters couldn't do it. And the big reason why is because of you. It's because of you, okay?
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah, you know, broadcasting is not supposed to be done with pregnant pauses, as they call them. Just fasten your seatbelts and prepare for those today, because I think between the three of us, we'd like the whole world to believe that we could take a 2x4 to the forehead and a sledgehammer from Jim Adler to the nuts and still be tough as nails. But I think you're going to see and hear that this is it's going to be a tough day.
Yeah. You guys know I'm a crier, so I was like, oh, boy. It's going to be – whew. Somebody set the over-under at 4.5 times. I think I've already broke that, so.
Well, and
if
I think
from, the over, that's,
from
that's
a listener's
a safe
perspective,
play.
Let's just set the table. Let's just make this as happy a day as we can to celebrate what we were able to accomplish as a group. And that group means not just the three of us or the station. That means all of you, because everything that we talk about, and a lot of times you guys hear us talk about it, and I don't know that you always buy into it or believe it 100%, but it's true. The whole thing that we created with the suspects, and the fact that people started claiming I'm a suspect, and then they wanted the t-shirts, and they wanted to see us when we were out, it got real, and it means a whole lot to all of us. And it's not just the calls and the texts and the people that got kind of caught into one of the different bits we did. It's the fact that you guys were, you know, diehards, thick and thin, no matter what. And so chime in, you know, regardless of which way you choose, phone calls for your favorite moments. I mean, you know, memories good and bad. This should be what this show is today, because we weren't lucky enough to be like the Blitz and be together for 10 years. But what we did in a short period of time was we created bonds not only with each other, but with you guys, the listeners. And it means a ton to us. Don't get it twisted. It means the world to the three of us.
I really am. I am so proud. And I talked about that last night on the live chat. I am so proud of the show and, you know, all the things we did. It's great, man. It really was.
And you talk about learning on the fly. I mean, and you brought with you a following from game day and from comedy. I brought with me a following from the Rockets. Nick brought a following from the network and ESPN and all these other things. And it all mashed together. And it didn't always mash and you know, come together in a feast that tasted like, you know, some chef prepared it. Sometimes it was pretty hard. But for the most part, once we got over those hard times, what we created was something we were proud of. And I think that the results speak for themselves. And I think that's why this is so hard. Because if it was performance-based and we just didn't get along and the show sucked, then I think we all could walk away going, that's just not for me. But I think I can speak right for all of us when I say all three of us would have loved for this thing to go on for the foreseeable future, because we were in a groove that we all enjoyed.
Oh man, that's the whole thing. When you come from where we came from, and we all know the behind the scenes issues, and I don't even think people really know to the magnitude that it was.
Yeah.
But when you overcome what, because you're right, Joel. Had they pulled the plug after the first year, I think we all would have walked away and went, well, you yep. know, it just wasn't. We weren't clicking. It wasn't there. Whatever. But to go through that and come out the other side and all be legitimately good friends and you know, to legitimately care about this show and the listeners and the station and wanting to be the best we could be, whether we did things right or wrong, you know, AJ would fuss at us and get upset, or certain, you know, some people listening didn't like us, and that's part of this business. But I think the big thing is when you have the path that we took specifically, it means a lot more, so it hurts a lot more.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look, listen, I mean, I loved Game Day. Game Day was my first 3 years in radio, but I didn't get this emotional when it ended. I was sad and I was disappointed because I loved what me and Shock did. But I was still, because I don't know what's next for me. I don't know. This might be the end of my radio career. I have no idea. So, you know, all of that combined really makes it a lot more emotional.
Yeah, totally. And I think that, you know, I think that's the thing that you're going to hear today throughout, is this isn't about the business side of it. This is about the heart, the love of the passion we put into it. And the fact that the hard work was hard work at a certain point, but we had gotten to the point where it was fun, and we looked forward to the 3 hours every day. And you could feel the energy when we came up with something that we knew you guys were going to love as suspects. And we loved the anticipation of, you know, creating something that we didn't know how it was going to go. So that's what we want. We love hearing from you guys too. Like, you guys remembered more stuff that we forgot over a 3 year time window, that we love the fact that we go, God, they remember that. And when we started to think about those moments, we're like, wasn't that fun? Wasn't that amazing when that happened? So, you know, that's what we want to make this about. And look, keep them coming, because I mean, I can't speak for Barry, but I can always, or Nick, but I can speak for myself. Every tweet, every memory, everything that you guys bring to the table by pointing it out, it helps, because this is not going to be easy for any of us. And especially for Barry, because of the fact that I don't think Nick and I felt as much pain in the last year than when we found out that Barry was not going to be with the station anymore, and obviously not with the show.
Yeah, and I want to point out something that I pointed out last night during my live chat, and I think it's important that everyone that listens to radio hears this. You guys have to support our sponsors. Well, I say our. You guys have to support their sponsors. I didn't have any before. That's why I'm in this position now. If if you love a show, if you love a specific host, if you love an artist, if you love whoever that's in the entertainment business, if it's sponsor-driven, support those sponsors. If you suspect if you have a roof issue, seriously call Fitz Roofing. If your contract is up with your energy provider, for goodness sakes, get on the phone with Infuse Energy and call them. If you love Joel and you support Nick and Joel and you love this show, that's how you keep us around. Because if I'm being really honest, I got cut because I have no sponsors. And we can get into the minutia of that, but it's pointless. But if there's no sponsors, there's no show, and it's why I don't have a job anymore. So I implore you guys, if you love the Blitz, if you love the Bench, if you love Charlie, if you're gonna love the new show with Charlie and Joel and Nick, support their sponsors, because that is crucial.
Yeah, and if you're a business, look, if you love the show and you were looking for a place to go, we'd love to have you, because Barry's exactly right. And again, there's going to be a lot of emotional moments in this show, and if you hear pauses, you're going to hear them for a reason. But I can't stress enough, because so many people have asked me, and I did eventually tweet, but Barry and I have been talking throughout, and AJ will tell you, from the minute that he called me, I'll be honest, when I saw him calling, I knew I had to answer it, because you know how much I'd like to just push AJ to voicemail. But then a ton goes through your mind because of what we knew we were dealing with, because David Gow's been very honest with us in terms of what was going to happen and what we were going through as a company. But I was way past anything with me when it came out of AJ's mouth and I knew what was happening to the show and to us. He can attest that I instantaneously felt my heart drop, a pit in my stomach, and all I wanted to talk about was Barry being okay. So
I appreciate that. I really do. All right, Nick, you got to say something, dude.
The reality is...
Oh, my mic must have gone out. I don't know what happened there.
Yeah. That's what it was. Yeah. Well, look, the reality is, dude, I think the suspects and the 97.5ers know that we truly cared, and we wanted to put on a good show. We wanted to put on something different. We wanted to create our own identity, and we essentially did that. You know, outside, like you guys mentioned, outside the guy, outside the what we had in common in terms of radio experience, we come from three completely different backgrounds.
Yeah.
And so, I was excited but extremely nervous about this opportunity. But we got it, and I think we had a good run, dude. Over 3 years, I think most people couldn't. You know, most people would wish they were able to do that. So,
I saw suspect shirts have jumped up to at least $4.50 now on eBay. They are a collector's item. If you do have a signed version, it's forged because none of us have ever signed them. But,
all right.
If you have one,
I actually
make sure
do have
like
three or four here at the house.
Well, if you forwarded
them, I ended up with three or four suspect shirts, but
there's your paycheck for next month. You just sell those on eBay. You got it all covered. All right, we're just getting
started.
That and
a dollar, I can get a Coke.
Yeah, as you know. So, again, please, if you're a friend of the show, now's the time. Jump in, share your memories. You know, tip of the cap as we will give to you because we know so many of you. But this is the final one. This is the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Sam Windsor with the Houston Sabercats here. Even when I'm down under, I'm listening to ESPN 97.5 on the app. You can stream the boys from anywhere. Mate.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on the Suspects segment two of the show. I guess I'll kick it off for you fellas because I think that there's a lot of obvious memories that we've had over 3 years. And a lot of them were obviously shared amongst the listeners. But I think I take the most pride and had the most fun in the stuff that we had happen that no one knew about in commercial breaks. I think I obviously took a ton of pride in making Barry laugh as a comedian because I know that he's a tough nut to crack in terms of what's funny. But I think that the times that we legitimately just uncensored, cut loose, and had fun in the breaks – is some of the best stuff that I'll always remember because there were times coming back from break that we literally had to gather ourselves because we were laughing so hard about something. Just sometimes it was dumb. Sometimes it was a follow-up to something. But, you know, even after the Twitch feed was put in, I just, if you watched on Twitch, there were moments that we're glad you didn't have audio, but we had one hell of a time during those commercial breaks.
Well, we always said the best show was between segments. That was the best show, and that's the one that people missed out on. But, yeah, dude, there's just – God, I don't even know. I don't even know if I could pick a favorite moment or memory because there's just so many times that, you know, you do something and be like, God, I love this. This is just the best. Just, you know, being on air and being with you guys, and you guys both know this, but – when something starts to work and we all would feel it and you would start getting that momentum on a bit or a segment and then it would just hit that pinnacle and you just had this feeling of euphoria. It was almost like a drug. It was almost like a high that you would get when you knew something was just killing it. And, you know, we had our fair share of those, and I don't even, you know, I couldn't even pick a favorite moment because there's just so many times when I was just, I would just sit there and think, God, I'm so lucky to be doing this.
Yeah, and the, and Nick, before you chime in, the other thing is too, or even on air when we had a guest and we knew the minute that we got Radio Gold, we got someone to say something that they didn't say anywhere else, whether it be funny, whether it be edgy, whether it be sports related, and we would all look at each other and we knew at that moment, like, that's Radio Gold. That's what doing good sports radio is all about too. So there, you're right. There's too many times to mention. I just kicked it off because that's the stuff that people can't reference and say, you know, movie moments with Trey or this or that or the other thing. It was, you know, me doing the lazy eye to Barry during a break and getting him every time, or razzing each other during
every time. I mean, here's the thing. This is what I liken it to, Joel, and this is probably the biggest compliment I can give you, because you talked about making me laugh. There's literally only one other person that does a bit that makes me laugh, and I've seen it a million times, and that's Andy Huggins. When I still would see Andy do jokes that I have literally heard hundreds of times. Could you imagine that? If I told you the same joke 150 times a year, it would just be like, oh my God, okay.
Yeah.
I worked with Andy so much, but I would laugh. But dude, every time you, Jim Adler and your Jim Adler, your Texas Hammer impression is literally one of the funniest things that I've ever seen. And every time I would lose my bleeping mind when you did it. It's
and damn the Twitch stream.
One of
the Twitch blew it because everybody.
One of my favorite things.
But the Twitch blew it because we kept thinking, well, at some point Jim Adler is going to get smart to all this and sponsor the show because everybody's so on board, and then we could do it more often. So we kind of tried to keep it G-rated. But the Twitch feed blew it because, again, in the breaks, we didn't have to keep it G-rated. And then all of a sudden, the Twitch feed came, and I'm like, now that kind of takes – now I got to tilt my head so that no one can see me on camera. And but that was the that was a lot of fun.
Another one of my favorite moments was when Nick got so mad at a caller, he gave out the full number.
Oh, my God, was that awesome.
He didn't just give out the full number. He went to a computer-generated voice and had that computer generate the 4, 4, 5, 3. Now, it was like he was so mad. He had to involve Siri in his anger to get her to spit the numbers. Nick, that was literally one of the funniest things ever.
I've had a few meltdowns.
Like, oh my God!
Yeah,
We all did. We would. That was the thing. Is I felt like we were all so emotionally volatile. With it. We wouldn't get mad often. You know, we might point it out, but if we lost it, we lost it. And it was so funny if you weren't the one losing it to sit back and watch. You know, for me to watch one of you lose it, and I'm thinking, well, that's dumb. But then the next day, there go I. Losing it over something and thinking, okay, now this is dumb. So, that was.
Funny. Let's be honest. Nick was our Francis from Stripes. You call me Francis, I'll kill you. You call me Psycho, I'll kill you. He had a hot button, and it took a lot to get to the point of pushing the button. But if you push Nick's button, look the hell out when he goes.
Yeah,
so,
it's crazy how the show evolved, because I feel like at the beginning, Joel was the one that was aggravating me more, and then Barry started to aggravate me a little bit more, and then we found like a common ground between the three of us, and it was just absolutely crazy how the show evolves. People don't understand how long this takes. Sometimes you can't build chemistry. Chemistry has. Some people make the argument that chemistry is just absolutely there and authentic. Sometimes it has to be built. You know, and it took a minute. It took a minute with our backgrounds, and you know, we were asked to do a show, which we were gladly willing to do. But we came from three completely different backgrounds. We've got four callers on. I know we're supposed to go to break, but I don't care. A bunch of guys want to take a shout out.
Yeah, what are we going to do? Lose sponsors?
That's it,
Barry. You're fired.
Yeah, thanks, Joel.
There's only four of them. We can knock it out real quick, or kind of quick, or we can take two of them, or we can take two of them and then go to the next segment.
You say that a lot during the pandemic, Nick. There's only four of them. We can knock it out quick.
Listen, just do your job, sir, okay? You're supposed to
bring your
call.
Go ahead.
Tracy called last, but ladies first, so we'll welcome in Tracy. Tracy, you're on the
usual
suspects. I hope
this isn't a dude named Tracy.
Nope, not a dude, Barry. It's a girl. Okay. Wanted to wish you the best. Loved hearing y'all. Loved y'all show. Y'all were my favorite show on the ESPN. Always will. Barry, loved going to see you in the comedy shows. But y'all three will be missed very dearly.
Thank you, Tracy.
Thank you so much, Tracy, for all the support. Really, thank you.
It does mean a lot. That's the kind of stuff that, whether you know it or not, the littlest comments like that are the ones that register the most with us. I mean, all you guys, fellas, you know that. We'd sit there in a production meeting, and the first thing we'd say is, what's awesome is how many people, even during the pandemic, when we would said, nothing means more to us when we get a text or a tweet or a call that says, you guys keep me going when I'm doing whatever I'm doing during this tough time. That lit us up. It meant the world to us.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Absolutely. Let's take one more call. One more call. It's a guy I personally hate, I think, if it's the L.U. Dillon that I think it is. His name is Dillon, but I don't think it's the L.U. Dillon. But let's find out. You're on The Usual Suspects. Welcome to the show.
What's up, guys? Not L.U. Dillon, just regular Dillon. Just wanted to give a shout-out to Barry real quick. I've been listening to ESPN for like 6 or 7 years now, and I remember when Barry got introduced, I was kind of like, oh, what does a comedian know about sports? How's that going to go? But let me say that you have exceeded that times 1,000. You've done great, man. You bring it on the football, the baseball, the basketball talk. I'm confident that you're going to land back on your feet.
Thank you, Dillon. So much. Thank you.
Yep. And that's exactly what I'm looking for today. That's what I hope we get a ton of today, because that's why we love you guys. So we're going to continue. That's the first half hour of the show. Plenty more to get to. 2.5 hours left before we turn over to the Blitz and turn off these microphones. It is The Usual Suspects. Back with more ESPN 97.5. Papa was a copper and mama was a hippie. In Alabama, she was swinging a hammer. Price you gotta pay when you break the panorama.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Suspects for the final time. The trio of Barry, Nick, and myself as we walk through the park and reminisce about the greatest days of The Usual Suspects, and it all starts with you guys. One of the moments I was talking about in terms of some of the things that made us the most proud, we just got another example of. We had Kevin McHale on last week, and we had a long interview with him where he was just as candid as I've ever heard, and he was open, and he was honest, and he gave opinions, and now that interview is getting credit nationally by several publications that have picked it up. The latest is Larry Brown Sports, who are taking quotes from our interview that you guys got as suspects and ESPN 97.5 listeners, and they're using those quotes in articles and things across the country. And those are the kind of things where we take a lot of pride, because, you know, everything that you hear is concocted by the three of us. And so coming up with that kind of stuff and getting results like that, we loved it. So
Just
throw it
there. Go ahead. I was going to say, I was trying to think of what was my favorite bit from the show, whether it was, you know, the Monday movie moments with Trey, which I was really proud of that. I loved that bit.
That was all you two guys.
What was the sleep app one? I really had fun with that, and that's how we got the show closer with the fart noise. And there were so many things that we did that I don't even think listeners knew were bits. We can reveal now. You guys didn't hate Lawn Talk, and you never did.
No,
we picked up on a thing, and we ran with it, and you know you guys played your part, and I played my part.
Absolutely.
But it was funny because it really would get people motivated one way. I mean, Christina hated Lawn Talk, and you know, others loved it. So it was just those kind of things that were just fun to do. That was just running jokes and running gags, and you know, Nick and I calling each other fat. Well, we know Joel was the fat one on the show. Those kind of things.
that's fantastic.
If you could see my face right now, you know exactly what face I'm making as I shake my head.
Did the lip smack, buddy?
Yep.
Did I make the lip smack? Because I had to do it one more time. You know I love you, man. I'm so blessed to have done this show. It has been the best.
I think that's the other great thing. As much as we love the suspects, we love the fact that they can be gullible too, and we could, you know, get a lot of satisfaction in the fact, like you said, that they bit in so hard to some of the stuff that we put out there. We're like, they really think we're mad at each other, or they really think that, you know, that, you know, like you said, with Lawn Talk, that we hated Lawn Talk. Now Nick's lawn still looks like crap. But
disaster. Taking notes. He could have benefited more from Lawn Talk than anybody. But
And that brings up Randy Lemon, Barry. That was a birthday present to you.
Oh my God, that was so great, Joel.
Brought you two guys together, and then as an added bonus that neither one of us were expecting, he starts talking about how he's such a huge fan of the show and listens all the time, and then we ended up, you know, sharing a lot of stories a couple of times when we got together, and that was fantastic as well.
Yeah, and I can't even tell you how many people have reached out to me. People that I would have never expected that, you know, shot me a note or something, and he was one of them. And he was like, hey, man, let's get together. Let's talk. So, yeah, it's been amazing.
It's awesome. Sean Pendergast hit me up last night and wanted your number so that, you know,
he texted me.
Paul Gallant chiming in all the way from Seattle now, talking about, you know, what you and Raheel meant to him and everything like that. So, I mean, look, there's a lot out there, and that's why we're not going to get sappy the whole show, but just realize the amount of love both that went into it and we got out of it thanks to you guys. So with that said, we've got lots of calls online. Nick, you pick them and then stick them in there, and we'll just listen to what everybody's got to say. But we appreciate you guys giving us your thoughts today.
Well, Art was holding the longest, so we'll just start with him. Art, welcome to The Usual Suspects.
Barrett, man, we're going to miss you, brother. I'll tell you, there's going to be some big shoes to fill between the 1 and 4 hour. And definitely going to miss your horticulture specialty. Man, miss hearing the yard stories.
And thank you so much.
I cut your yard yesterday.
I appreciate you, buddy. Thank you so much. That was cool.
Notice he said horticulture. So that's what he really meant.
Horticulture. Yeah.
Yeah.
Horticulture. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's hard to culture whores, but yeah.
Okay. If anybody can figure it out, Barry, throw that out there. By the way, 127 texts already in the inbox. So that'll give you another
indication. I'll be honest. Listen, I'm going to be real honest with you guys. Somebody on Twitter was like, hey, what's going to be the final theme for Way Back Wednesday? I was like, I ain't doing no damn list today. If you think I'm doing any work on my – who goes to work on their last day and does anything? Nobody. And I'm no different. Like, what are they going to do, fire me? That's – like, I didn't open the rundown. I haven't looked at the – I've got the Twitter open.
I didn't expect you to.
I might have to shut this because just reading the tweets is getting me all emotional and stuff. So I may have to close that down until the show's over. But, I was like, I'm not doing that. Even though, I mean, Way Back Wednesday was something that I also thought was really cool. We started that really early on.
Yeah.
And I was surprised – even I was surprised at how much people got into that. Like, they wanted to know – they love to be able to contribute to the topic or the theme for the next week or songs that we should have had that we missed. So it was cool to see that kind of get its own life. And – we got sick of it at some point, but I think we felt like, you know what, it was just a part of the show and a staple, and we just kept doing it and tried to evolve it.
Yeah, that was the thing I was going to say. It evolved. We went from just picking years to picking themes to then at the end picking, you know, songs that a person would listen to. But all along the way, like you said, the listeners took part and they took pride in throwing out suggestions and voting in the poll. So it was very, very cool there too. So yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, there were little things and big things, and look, shout out to Trey because he was a big part of a lot of stuff we did that had a success. I mean, the hot chip challenge and the fact that when I tuned in at 7 o'clock that night, he was still drinking milk and trying to get over it. We love you, Trey.
When he read the sex, remember when Beth from Darling read that sex book and we had him read passages from it? God, that was so great. And then with the movie moments, the way he would play an angry black guy was just so Trey, man. I am such a fan of his, and I really hope that kid hangs in there and keeps going, because that dude should be a star somewhere. Trey is just unbelievable. So I'm rooting for him so much.
Well, let's also be really honest, too, in terms of the love he has for us. Nick saw it. I don't know if you saw it, Barry, or not. But when Trey goes, it's kind of like Nick. But Trey does it on social media. There was an idiot last night who decided to take a negative approach to everything going on with the end of the show and all the other stuff. Trey engaged.
No surprise.
And when Trey engaged, woo, he was putting people to bed. And I mean, you talk about like boundaries you don't cross. Oh, he crossed them. He crossed them and dotted the I's.
That's why we love Trey. That's why the whole family loves Trey, because he'll fight for you till the end, regardless.
Yeah.
So he's a good kid. And the guy that was tweeting out, he can go bang his mom. It's okay. We're fine.
I saw one person that it was somebody I had ended up muting because, you know, there were just some. Comes a point when you have a hater and you're like, all right, I can stand criticism, but. There's a point where you're like, all right, I don't have to look at this anymore. So apparently there was somebody saying something about me. I don't know what it was, because I was just like, you know what? I'm not going to fixate on that. I'm just overwhelmed by all the support. So that's what I focused on. I mean, you knew there was going to be haters. I mean, I'm sure there are people, you know, I know OU Mike is somewhere barefoot in his trailer dancing around a bucket of moonshine. That's cool, you know. But I want to focus on the positives and all the support and love we got, because that was it's been unexpected how big it is.
Well, speaking of positives, I'm struggling to keep up with the phone line, so get to the phone line, the phone calls.
Yeah, we'll come back and get some calls. I mean, that's what they do on the AM side every day to get them through a show. So we'll come through and get some calls and get a lot of your guys' voices in on this final episode of The Usual Suspects. So hang tight with us. It is the final episode of The Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Change the world, I'm a plotting scheme. ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back hour one, 3 hour show, Suspects on ESPN 97.5. Barry, Nick, and myself. If you don't know, well, look, you better ask somebody. I'm not going to be Ari Alexander on Channel 2, because nothing annoys me more than the guy who quotes rap lyrics during a sports cast. But
these hoes are loyal.
Dude, let me just tell you something.
That was just the first lyric I thought of. And it has nothing to do with the suspects.
No. He comes out every, you know, he comes out with his updates they tape for the following morning on weekends, and ends it all the time with, if you don't know, now you know. Quote Biggie. Just like, and then they had Paul Wall on one night after he did the food bank with Bregman. And you could tell it was his complete setup, where he wanted them to ask if he was a Paul Wall fan. And they started playing the music from one of his videos, and they played the video behind him. And you know, he had practiced all day, and he hacked up the lyrics and then called himself out for hacking. I was like, this is why you don't do that.
Who is this?
Ari Alexander. He's one of the newer sportscasters on Channel 2.
He's talked about him before. He's
punked
him on the air before.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Joel talking bleep about somebody on air?
That was the most liberating thing of taking this job.
Oh, 100%.
The fact that I went from being completely muzzled in my last gig to being encouraged to just, no, go with it. Say whatever you want. I'm like, really? Okay. So, like you said, Barry, some days were better than others, and some days we all had our moments where we just let it fly.
If you can't get in on the call line, that's because all of them are consumed. All of them.
Well, let them fly, Nick. Let's go.
All right, PayPal Pete, you're up first.
Pete. Man, first and foremost, I gotta apologize about that stupid ass tweet I did yesterday. But man, you're gonna be missed, Barry. And I've listened to every show since Sunfest when I watched you faceplant, man. Drank a beer under the tent with Nick. Miss Joel out there, but man, I'm gonna miss this show. Y'all keep it up. Thank you.
Appreciate you, buddy. Yeah, the tweet he's talking about was pretty ironic, and it was in jest. And I know PayPal Pete meant nothing by it, but you know, there was a running joke where Nick was always trying to get me fired, which is really freaking ironic.
That was the most annoying thing I saw. Every time I wanted to avoid Twitter so bad. Every time I got a notification,
Nick got his wish. And that's just the, and I, again, just like Lawn Talk, y'all, Nick never wanted me fired. Nick never, trust me, I didn't believe it for a second. It was a great bit, and we both played into it, and, you know, Joel too. But it was so ironic that I'm at home yesterday having already been fired, because I got fired right after my live chat with Granato. AJ called me like right afterwards and let me go. And so, you know, he had said, well, you know, you can do the show tomorrow and then your last show is Wednesday. But if you do the show tomorrow, you can't say you've been let go. You have to wait until 7 o'clock that night. And I don't know why that was, but I was like, yeah, I just can't go and pretend like I'm not fired. I just can't go. And I don't know. Fired feels if I've been saying let go because I don't feel like
I think let go is more appropriate. Yeah.
I asked AJ, is it performance-based? And he said, absolutely not. It's a money thing. You don't have any sponsors. And we, you know, this is bad economic times. And so that I took some solace in knowing that it wasn't because of my performance on air. It was just because there was no sponsors for me. And if you don't have money attached to you in this business, which, by the way, is also really ironic because Granato was talking about that during our live chat. But that's what happened. So it's why I said again, if you guys have, you know, if there are people that you support at this station, make sure you support their sponsors, because I wouldn't want anybody else to have to go through this. But yeah, he wanted me to do the show, and I was like, dude, I just can't do the show knowing that I can't say anything, and I'm upset and, you know, sad and emotional. So while I was gone, PayPal Pete hops on Twitter, is like, oh, what happened to Barry? Did Nick get his wish and he finally got fired? And I was like, ooh, he's gonna regret that tweet.
God, no.
7 o'clock.
I was gonna ask, like, what is he? What are you talking about?
Got it on
he's
Twitter,
gonna regret
Facebook.
That tweet at 7 o'clock.
And I'll be like, honest, because
that's
I
gonna
know
be a tough one because that's
it,
ironic.
You made the right call, but for Nick and I yesterday, and our like I said, our suspects are pretty savvy, and we started getting messages and tweets and texts, and then you changed your bio on, I believe it was Twitter. And people caught on to that, and so we were down.
Did they?
Oh yeah.
That's so weird because, you know, when it happened, I just didn't know. I was just so many emotions. I mean, I was devastated. You know, I'm like, what do I do now? I don't know that anybody else is going to want me on air. I don't know. Is this the end of my radio career? Am I going to be? I can't. You know, I've been 4 years. Actually, yeah, 4 years removed from IT. And, you know, if there's if people are losing their jobs. So if I wanted to go back to that, I'm going to be the last resume on the pile because I haven't done it in 4 years. So I'm like, wow, you know, I don't know what's next. Am I going to lose everything? What do I do? So all that's going through my head. And, you know, I don't even know why I changed that. You know what I mean? It was just like, I was on Twitter and I happened to see where it said, sports talk radio host on ESPN 97.5, and it just, I was like, no. And I deleted it, and I was just like, damn, I'm not even doing comedy right now. I was like, I don't know what's happening. My whole life has just come to a grinding halt. So I put TBD, and to be honest with you, I didn't think anybody would notice. I really didn't.
Oh, they did.
I didn't expect think anybody would. You guys know, man, I don't think I realized how I never felt like a public figure doing this job. I always felt like I just showed up and we talked into the mic, and you know, you got a few people that interacted, but I realized how many people listen to this show and how many people listen to this station, and it never felt like you know, like I said, like a public figure. So I always thought things like that didn't matter because no one was paying attention. But so that surprises me a little bit, and it's very flattering, and I'm very appreciative of it.
You want to
There were some pretty savvy suspects. There's no doubt about that.
You guys want to squeeze in one more call before
sure.
we? He's a particular Saints
sure.
fan that you may know of.
Uh oh,
Clarence.
Hey,
welcome
guys.
To the Usual Suspects.
Hey guys,
what's up,
well,
Clarence?
It's going great, Clarence. Couldn't be better.
Man, and I was hurt when I heard the news. And I, you know what, y'all should take solace in the fact that it took Mother Nature, it took a virus, not none of these haters around here who always used to brag on the show and everything else. It took a whole virus to get rid of y'all. And you know what, I love you guys, you know I do. I'm a ride with y'all. This is not goodbye, this is a see you later, especially with you, Barry. You know I'm going to support you, be at the shows and everything in between. And you know what's really messed up? How are you out of a job and Adam Clayton still out here on the radio and stuff? I love you, man.
I love you, buddy.
Y'all.
We love you, Clarence.
Final time.
Oh, man. It's
Dude,
been a while.
That's so
I
great.
Was going to say. The all the that. Moments with Clarence, the day he fell asleep in the
there
car.
Goes.
And then he
I left
it. On
the I was waiting for him.
He blamed it on the dog when he fell asleep in the car. He had,
yeah.
a pew and all the ways he used to sign, you know, sign off, and then white magic taking shots at him, which led to shots at us. I mean, man, that's another good one. There's an all world guy too in Clarence.
Oh yeah, Clarence is a great dude. Adam Fife tweeted me, goes, I remember that time you got sent to the principal's office mid show for trying to find creative ways to say another word for rooster on the air. He said, I laughed so hard at that. I forgot about that, too. Nick was a nervous wreck.
Well, you did.
Because I would just use...
You'd always just blame
you know,
me.
I'd
be like, yeah, I think you can get away with that. Sure, why not?
See, I can say cock of the walk, right? That's a phrase. You'd be like, bro, am I supposed to dump that? I don't know. Yeah, that was funny. That was a good time.
Yeah.
Thanks for that memory, Adam. That was great.
Yeah, there's some memories on Twitter that whether I remember them or not, I'm going to claim to not remember them. But yeah, everybody's doing a great job of putting some memories out there. We'll be back with more. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep their trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Don't get boxed in by a whiteboarding app with limited functionality. Try Lucid, the visual collaboration platform that covers your team's entire spectrum of work. With Lucid, you can host virtual brainstorms and so much more. Diagram important processes, conduct cross-functional planning on an infinite visual canvas, power your workflows with data and intelligent automation, and bring your best ideas to life. Try Lucid for free at lucid.co/Spotify.